Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Hi, Rebels. This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, the interview. I'm Taya Dakes, and on this episode, we're talking to Emily Calandrelli. She told us the story of Mae Jemison, the first black woman in space. It's really good, so make sure you give it a listen. And you can catch Emily on her show, Emily's Wonder Lab, on Netflix. Go check it out! Hi, Emily. Can you introduce yourself?
My name is Emily Calandrelli. On the internet, I'm known as the Space Gal. I'm an MIT aerospace engineer turned science communicator. So I do science television shows. I talk about science on social media. I'm all about making science fun and exciting for everyone.
That's so cool. When did you fall in love with space?
So for me, I came to this passion much later in life. I became obsessed with space when I got to college, and I learned that as a student, you can fly on something called the Vomit Comet, which is the same type of plane Mae Jemison trained in to fly in weightlessness, fly in zero gravity. And I learned that if you studied aerospace engineering, you could design an experiment with your friends and fly on the Vomit Comet for free. And so that's what initially got me really excited about space.
There are a lot of exciting times in space exploration, but what makes it exciting right now?
I like to tell people that I think that the space industry is more exciting today than it has ever been in history, and that's because there are more people doing more things in space than there have ever been before. Before, it was just really big countries that were exploring space, but now we have private space companies all over the world sending things into space. We have schools, we have students as young as elementary school age students sending satellites into space. We have people trying to do asteroid mining or trying to do space hotels, and all of this research going on the International Space Station. It's just a very, very exciting time.
When Mae got interested in science, there weren't a lot of role models for her. Why do you think it's so important for science and technology to be welcoming for everyone?
Yeah, well, I like to tell people, if science and technology are designed to be used by everyone, then you need people with different backgrounds and different experiences at the table, in the lab, behind the computer, making the decisions as to how that science is made and how that technology is developed. Because if you don't, then that technology may not be safe for everyone. It may not be efficient for everyone. We need lots of girls in science just to make it more innovative.
Emily, if you could go back and give yourself some advice when you were my age, what would you say?
Oh, if I could go back to my younger self, I would tell her to not be afraid to fail. I think growing up, I was really afraid of failure. But what I've learned is that failure is a wonderful thing. It means that you've tried something challenging. It means that you're learning. It means that you're growing and you're doing better. And I would encourage people to not be afraid of failure, because failure just means you're learning. And anytime you're learning, it's a good thing.
Finally, what makes you a rebel girl?
I mean, I think just existing in a male-dominated field makes me feel like a little bit like a rebel girl. Like I'm doing something that maybe I shouldn't, or that maybe other people think that I shouldn't, but it makes me feel brave and powerful and emboldened to keep going.
That's awesome. Thank you, Emily. And thank you for listening. If you like the show, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and share it with all of your friends. Catch you next time. Stay Rebel!
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Good news alert! We've sniffed out a winner from the Go Kid Go team, Snoop and Sniffy. What happens when Snoop, an experienced dog detective from London, gets sent to small-town Pflugerville to train clueless puppy Sniffy as an undercover agent? Mystery, adventure, and chaos! Seriously, the town of Pflugerville isn't Dullsville like Snoop expected, and he quickly realizes that he can't handle all the action without Sniffy by his side. Even when they're able to turn a blind eye to the alien superheroes and villains battling it out for control of Pflugerville, Snoop and Sniffy have their paws full on Bark Street, with hilarious busybodies like Lorraine the Neighborhood Watch Duck, Poot the Groundhog, and Fred the Squirrel popping around. Do you love to laugh? Do you love animals? Do you have the brightest mind since Sherlock Holmes? Yes? Then tag along with us for the fun and see if you can help solve the mysteries by listening to Snoop and Sniffy on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.